Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
So what do you think the worst advice you ever got was?
Ooh.
I put you on the spot right there, right?
Yeah,
right on the start of Long-Term Care Radio. Well, I tell you, the reason why I ask that question is because, you know, we run into a lot of people that come into our office and they have just got what I consider some bad advice from an advisor, from an attorney, from somebody. Maybe they're, the guy mowing their lawn. Oh, you don't need long-term care. You don't need this. You don't need that. And I say that because we also, on the other side of that, we get phone calls every single week of somebody calling us, asking us to put some long-term care insurance in place when it's too late, right? And we're actually going to talk about that. We've got an upcoming show. We're going to talk about that specifically and some of the issues. But one of the big things that I have the conflict in long-term care planning is, like, I say everybody has a plan. They don't know it. But your plan right now, if you don't have long-term care insurance, is to spend your assets down and depend on your family. And both of those are not ideal choices. Trust me, it's fine now when you're not in long-term care because you're not thinking about what it is. But watching my family go through it, watching you go through it, we know what happens in a long-term care situation.
And how it affects your family.
Yeah, and so my biggest complaint out there is when we get these financial advisors, they continue to make long-term care planning about money. And if you've been to one of my classes or you want to come to one of my classes, you're going to see me stand right up there in front of everybody and tell you that it is not about money. It's not the most important factor of having a long-term care plan. Yes, long-term care plans provide us that tax-free benefit, pay for care in a time of need. Yes, I get that. But folks, having a plan, having an 800 number, there's all these ancillary benefits that come with having a long-term care plan, and it's not just simply the money. When my house burned down at 10, it wasn't just the fact that they showed up with a sack full of cash and walked away, right? We have insurance.
That's not how it worked.
That wasn't the best part. It's like, yes, the house got rebuilt, and we didn't have to pay for that. That was great. That was the financial benefit. But part of the best benefit was that they took care of it. They had the professionals that knew how to get the house built and knew how to get us a new place to live and all these things. Well, long-term care is just as complicated, and wealthy people struggle with long-term care just as much as people that have no money, because when that time comes, there's a lot of decisions that have to be made, and most of us, I'm going to say most of us, like 99.99%, have never sat down and really thought about, what's the best way to get care for somebody that's just had a stroke?
Yeah.
What are the different options in my area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, what happens if I'm diagnosed with Alzheimer's? What would be the best way for my kids to take care of me? We don't think about that stuff. And then it happens suddenly. And about a third of the people that go on to claim are under age 65, which is shocking. And a lot of that is from accidents. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, welcome to Long-Term Care Radio. It's Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in. We have got a lot of stuff coming up this month. Believe it or not, we are rolling in. This is the last Saturday of June. We're rolling right into July here. July 4th is coming up, and the holidays start, and then we get the kids are out of school. And one thing that we have got to do, if you're out there listening, is you still got to continue to educate yourself on long-term care. And one of the best ways to do it is to come to one of our classes. Because we are not going to take the summer off. We've actually got three classes here in July.
Yeah, and we've got some good opportunities. Saturday, July 20th at 9 a.m. is our regular long-term care planning class. And then we are following that Monday, July 22nd at 10 a.m., we're doing our asset-based class. So both of these classes are great to come to, either way, whichever one you can make it to.
Yeah, and you get a copy of the book, too,
book,
A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, that you're going to hear on some of the radio ads that are running out there as well, too. And I'll tell you, I'm really excited about the class on the 31st, folks. For those of you that have retirement accounts, right, I've got a big 401k, I've been working really hard, I've got the VIP account from Boeing, or most of my money is in IRAs or retirement accounts, it has not been taxed. You want to come to the class on the 31st. The problem is we're going to limit this to about 10 people because it's a very small class because it gets really deep into how do we fund one of these new asset-based plans using retirement accounts in a tax-efficient way. And it is our number one plan by far on the asset base, and number one to the point where we do more of this than any other agency in the country, believe it or not. Right here in the Northwest, there's still quite a few people that have pensions, they have Social Securities, and so they have a nest egg over here, a retirement account that they haven't touched. Well, guess what? Uncle Sam says when you turn 70 and a half that year, you've got to start pulling out money on a regular basis. And so we're going to show you how to take a lump sum of that money, move it into a long-term care plan that can be leveraged up to a lifetime benefit of long-term care. And the best part about it is you get to spread the taxes out on that distribution over 10 years, and it counts as your required minimum distributions. So what I mean by that, I just turned 70 and a half. I've got $1 million in the bank. The IRS says, okay, you got to pull out $36,000. Well, we set up a plan. We take a couple hundred thousand dollars or $100,000 out of that and put it into a long-term care plan. Guess what? At the end of the year, I still got to take out $36,000. I don't have to take out any more. But what we're going to do is be showing some distributions coming out of that money to pay for that insurance, which will count towards all the distributions. So blah, 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 blah.
You want to come to the class to really wrap your mind around that.
Yeah, if you have retirement accounts, absolutely. It is a fantastic program. I just love it. And they've made some changes to it just recently that we're rolling out in July. And I'm really excited about it. So, again, all those classes are on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. So, today, I think the point of this show is, you know, you had brought this up in the office. We were talking. So many financial advisors think that long-term care insurance competes with what they're doing, right?
Or it's an alternative to investing.
That's right.
And it's not.
It is not. And what Madeline means by that is it's not either or. Insurance, in fact, the whole idea of having long-term care insurance is really to protect our assets. I mean, to protect what we've worked hard for so that we don't have to spend it down.
Protect everything. Protect our commitments, our plans, our goals.
Yeah. And what long-term care insurance does, I think this is where a lot of advisors miss this, and we're going to kind of focus on some of these new plans out there. But first off, what long-term care insurance does is it protects your assets. It keeps you from paying untimely and unnecessary taxes. And what I mean by that is if I've got $2 million in my VIP account or my retirement account and I'm not using that money because I'm living off my pension and Social Security, so I'll use that for long-term care. The problem is if I go start pulling $10,000 a month out of that, that goes right to my adjusted gross income line, which pushes up my costs of Medicare for both people. And so all of a sudden, it just starts this snowballing effect, right? Mm-hmm. And so you end up paying hidden taxes as well, too. And you got to remember, when I'm taking money out of retirement accounts, it's treated as income. And I think the other thing that long-term care insurance does that so many advisors miss is that if I have this chunk of assets there, what is that assets? What are they for? Right? I have an estate plan. It's going to my charity. It's going to my alma mater, whatever it is. I've got a plan for that money. It's going to be lifestyle money. Well, if I'm going to use it for long-term care, how much of that do I use for long-term care? What a long-term care plan does is it gives you permission to get the care that you need when you need it, right?
I think one of the most eye-opening things about one of the classes we do in particular, you go through an example of someone coming into a long-term care situation. We lay out their assets. And we say, okay, well, what asset are you going to use first?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you go through the savings? Do you go to retirement accounts? Do you sell a piece of rental property? Do you start dipping, you know, trying to sell your business interest?
That's
a very eye-opening part.
What are the taxes? What are the hidden fees? What are the commissions? All those things. So long-term care eliminates that, and it gives wealthy people a guaranteed defined source of money that's going to pay for long-term care so that the rest of the assets can do just what they're doing, grow and protect the estate and
build capital
and go to things that you wanted to, like family and charities. And I think lastly, though, many advisors forget about long-term care insurance is not only does it protect your assets, it protects your family. When you've got a plan of care, guess what? Now you've got an 800 number that has the resources, the professionals that are going to help your family in a time of need and help them get you the care you deserve and not dump all that decision-making process back on the kids, which probably don't have a lot of skill set on figuring this out, versus the person on the other end of the line that's been in the industry for 20 years and they know the difference between a cognitive impairment and a physical impairment, how to bring help into home and how to shop for an assisted living facility if that's what you want to look for. So we're going to talk about, you know, really some of the advantages here of these new asset-based plans. And so we're going to head into our first break. And when we come back, we'll carry on the conversation here at Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Tori Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They are responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it, Dory.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. Again, you heard just a few ads there. We've got several classes coming up. All that information is on our homepage at our website at 525longtermcare.com. The classes are free, too. We're just asking you that you sign up so that we can keep a head count, because we limit the seats on this. And really, the idea is we're going to go through some information and then answer your questions. You're going to walk home with that book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. And then when you're ready, we're going to help you design a plan. And so that's just come start with the education. You don't get to buy anything at our classes. You don't get to sign up. It's not a seminar. We're not going to have a sign-up board or tell you got to do this or that or anything. Just come and enjoy yourself.
Well, and the main point is you get to leave knowing that you're in control of designing your plan. We're just here to help guide you.
Yes, absolutely. Well said. And so several classes coming up in July again, 525longtermcare.com. So we start off the show saying that, you know, one of the things that we run into in this business, quite frankly, is just a lack of education in at all levels. I mean, I expect that from the consumer because we're not, you know, who cares about long-term care insurance until you need it, right? We're not going to go out there and start reading about it and studying it. Most people aren't. But the financial advisors, the retirement planners, the people, the attorneys, the CPAs, the people that deal with this every single day, there is a huge disconnect on what long-term care is and how these new plans work.
Well, and they're just misinformed, these advisors, which is frustrating because a lot of people going to these advisors trust everything they say.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, and again, they're not specialists. And so we have carved out a niche just saying, hey, you know what? We're certified long-term care planning specialists. That's what we're going to work on. But it should tie in with your overall, you know, estate plan and your overall retirement plan, and it should work together. It's mm-hmm. not competition. And so what we run into with these asset-based plans is you got to understand these asset-based plans, in a nutshell, will allow us to reposition some money and leverage that up to an unlimited amount of long-term care coverage that comes back tax-free. And if we don't need that money, we get it back. Well, a lot of advisors look at that and they say, well, you're taking money out that you could be growing in your market. If it grows at 5% over 20 years, blah, 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 blah. They give all these stats and numbers. Well, folks, there's so many holes that we can poke in that. Like, number one, we don't know when you're going to go on long-term care. You're 65 today. Are you really going to make it to age 85 before you go on long-term care? Or do you have an early stroke or diagnosed with something or get in an accident at age 67? We don't know that. That's the fallacy of insuring. It's like saying that, you know what, instead of paying this $1,000 a month for homeowners insurance, the average cost of a fire is only $37,000. That's the average cost of structure damage. And so you just pay the $1,000 a month in, and if your house burns down 30 years down the road, then you'll have the money and you can pay for it. I mean, it's the same thing. We don't know when the house is going to burn down. Yes, we can look at it as a general rule and say most people age into long-term care events, but a third of the people are on claim under age 65. And so you've just got to be aware of what insurance does. And the number one thing does with the financial advisors we work with, they actually get this and they understand it and they refer clients to us. They know that it is protecting that nest egg. It's protecting everything they've worked hard for.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk a little bit about some of these new plans. I think this is where the advisors are disconnected on this. Number one, the IRS calls these linked benefits in the industry. That's the name for them, meaning we are linking one product with another. So we have long-term care insurance, which has been around since 1974, and it works, you know, kind of in the sense that like every other insurance, you pay a premium, and then if you end up going on claim, you get your benefit. Well, those plans don't have any cash value, and they don't have any return to the estate. They're what we call use it or lose it, which a lot of people have a problem with, even though statistically, 70% of us will end up in some type of long-term care. Most people believe it's not going to happen to them. So they say, well, why would I pay $5,000 a year for 20, 30, 40 years and then just throw that money away? I could just invest it. So that's where a lot of that hesitation comes from. Now, the problem with that is that by the time the people realize that they do need it and it would be a good idea, it's too late. They can't mm-hmm. get the coverage. And so that's the problem. You got to get those plans in while you're healthy. Well, under these new asset-based plans, what the IRS has done and said, look, we're going to let you link long-term care insurance with another asset. And with an insurance company, it's either going to be some kind of cash value, which is structured as an annuity, just a fixed deferred annuity, or it's going to be structured as the other benefit's going to be usually a death benefit, which is the most common, the most popular, and the one that you would want if you can get it, because that means all that money comes back to the estate tax-free. So the IRS is saying, look, really think of this as two different types of buckets of money. Bucket one is going to be I'm buying this life insurance policy that's going to be used as long-term care at, say, 3% a month. So if I have $200,000 death benefit, I get 3% of that or $6,000 a month until it's gone. My spouse can always get $6,000 a month, too, out of that until it's gone if it's a joint plan. And initially, that death benefit's used up. That portion of the policy is gone. Where the linked benefit comes in is it says, hey, we're going to continue to pay that long-term care now for another 4 years is the average, like 6 years, or for a lifetime, which means I just have unlimited long-term care. So what these new plans do is they say, look, the reason why the death benefit there is not for life insurance. That's not what we're buying it for. We're saying if I get lucky and I don't use my long-term care, that money's going to come back to us tax-free. However, if I do end up in long-term care, I use up that death benefit, I have this linked benefit, this continuation of benefits that's going to continue for unlimited is my policy.
It's never going to run out.
It's never going to run out. So I have an unlimited coverage on long-term care side. And so it insures both ends of the spectrum. And so the IRS says, hey, this is a linked benefit. We're linking long-term care insurance with some other benefit, life insurance or an annuity. Well, guess what? They also treat those things in the same taxing, meaning the long-term care insurance premium can be tax deductible up to the IRS limits for businesses, can be paid out of a health savings account. The life insurance portion of it cannot, but most companies now will separate those out so we can still have some tax deductibility on paying for the plan, but the benefits always come back out tax-free. And the one thing that I think so many advisors miss is, why do we get insurance? It's a guarantee, right? And this is one of the things. In fact, I got a client right now this last week that we were just saying, look, your fiduciary says he thinks you're probably going to be okay, that you don't need long-term care insurance, that you're going to be fine. Just use your assets, let it grow at 5%. Don't put that money into the plan. I'm saying, fine. Have him sign that. Have him write it down on a piece of paper saying that this is the best option for the client. We've looked at all your numbers. Instead of investing in long-term care insurance, you should invest in this. That's also the key word right there. They say invest, right? You're not investing, so to speak, as this is not an alternative investment, because they're saying, well, look, your long-term care insurance plan, you put $200,000 into it, it's only going to pay you $250 back. You could grow that $200,000 to $600,000 at 5%, you know, over X amount of years. That's not what we're doing. What we're saying is, we're buying it because if I do go into long-term care, I get $100,000 a year tax-free, unlimited lifetime, which protects all my other assets. So a lot of people get confused on this, including the investors. We are actually putting the money, we're taking a bucket of money, we're putting it, taking this money out of one pocket, so to speak, putting it in the other pocket and putting a bunch of features on it. But we're not taking the whole portfolio. We're taking a very small percentage of it to protect that whole portfolio. It's the same thing we do with with bonds in our retirement accounts.
Yeah,
we have bond funds, because what we're trying to do is say, what happens if the stock market goes down? Well, then we have the money in the bonds. We're trying to protect
money.
It. That's right. So also the other thing that I think a lot of guys miss out on this is that protecting the assets is one thing, but it keeps us from paying those unnecessary taxes. The example we go over in our asset-based class is, yeah, here's somebody with $5 million. Let's break down things. We have real estate. We have retirement accounts. We have cash. We have stock. What's the first asset we're going to do? Business interest. Now, what are the tax consequences? What are the tax consequences? Either capital gains or income if I'm using a retirement account. Unnecessary taxes. IRS doesn't care that you're using it for long-term care. It's like, you got to count that money as income, right? That's the thing that you have to understand. And then also, why does the insurance industry exist? I mean, think about this for a second. Why does it exist?
Yeah, why is insurance even out there?
The financial advisors sit there and it's almost like two camps, right? It's like the Hatfields and the McCoys. If I'm a financial advisor, I cannot recommend insurance. And if I'm an insurance agent, everything should be an insurance. It shouldn't be in investments, because the stock market's crazy. It's up and down all the time. Folks, it's neither one of those. It's right in the middle. The insurance is what protects our investments. The reason why the insurance industry exists is because we have guarantees. And so that is the whole key that you need to understand. We have guarantees that we cannot get from investments. We don't know what the stock market's going to do. I don't care how good your advisor is. They can look at it. They always look back in hindsight and say, over the last 30 years, and you say, well, what about the last 4 years? What about the last 5 years? What about the last 17 years? We don't know. Insurance is to say, hey, I'm going to transfer that risk. I'm going to mitigate the biggest risk in retirement, which is an extended healthcare situation, by repositioning this money. And yes, I'm going to give up the stock market gains on it, but I'm also going to avoid the stock market losses on that money as well, too. I'm going to get paid back either way. But guess what? If I need long-term care, I got a ton of money. So that's really just what to keep in mind, is with these long-term care plans, these new asset-based plans, folks, they are not competing with your investments. They're protecting your investments. And that is a key thing that you need to know. And you need to get that message across to your financial advisor a lot of times, is that the reason why we're doing this is to protect everything we need or we have, so I don't have to call you and tell you how to figure out to get me $10,000 a month. So we're going to head into our next break here. We'll be right back with a client of the week. So stick around here at Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525-longtermcare.com. 525-longtermcare.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. There are classes coming up in July, Saturday the 20th and Monday the 22nd. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
Well, thanks for joining us here on Long Term Care Radio. It's always fun to get in here and just educate people a little bit about some of these new programs and these new plans. And we've got, you heard the ads, we've got three classes coming up in July, Saturday, July 20th, Monday, July 22nd, and Wednesday, July 31st. That 31st is a very limited seating class. We're going to limit that to about 10 people because we're going to focus on how to fund a plan using retirement accounts in a tax-efficient way. And I say tax-efficient, it is not tax-free. People, you cannot take money out of a long-term care, or I'm sorry, put it into a long-term care plan out of a retirement plan without paying any taxes on it. But what you can do is move a lump sum out today, which gives you a lot more leverage, and spread the taxes out over 10 years, and it counts towards required minimum distribution. So it's just a fantastic program once you wrap your mind away around the way that plan is working. So we've been talking a little bit today just really about, you know, we run into financial advisors on a regular basis, which will just, they, number one, you can just tell they don't know anything about long-term care. They'll go to statistics like the average is 2 years, average is 3 years, this, that, or the other thing. They start spewing this stuff out. The average cost is this, average cost is that. You know, in fact, I get clients that will ask me that all the time, and I'm like, hey, folks, it is not average. I mean, we've got people that are spending $12,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month. We've got people that have $2,000 a month coming in, and they're tickled pink that they have that much, because mm-hmm. without that, they would really be hurting. So the whole idea is that, you know, it's not about money, whether you have enough money or not to pay for care. It's about having a plan. It's about having the resources to help you through a time of need. And I say resources not only financially, but the team of professionals.
The advocates.
Calling the 800 number and saying, guess what, you know, my mom is having problems. The doctor says it's not safe for her to be home. We don't know what to do. She doesn't want to leave. And having a case manager at the other end saying, you know what, I've been through this. I've been through this mm-hmm. 1,000 times. Here's some things that we can look at. And sitting down and meeting with you and your family and helping you get that plan of care met for mom. That's what a long-term care plan does. So those are those ancillary benefits that come with this. And it's also just, again, being able to say, yes, I'm covered when this happens. I don't have to worry about what the stock market's doing, or if the country's at war or whatever is going crazy and interest rates are doing. It's like I have a set amount that I know that I can access. So this is the time of the show where we do a client of the week, and this is an example that I just, it just stands right out for what we're talking about. This is essentially basically just a client that came to us that we're doing some estate planning. This was Michael and Jackie. They were 72 and 68. And they had been doing all this estate planning and had all these documents filled out and you know, this is what we want to happen. Here's our power of attorney. Here's this. Here's that. They had everything, executor of the estate. They had all that mapped out. But Michael said, you know, I've got one nagging question. What this thing doesn't do is it doesn't solve the problems. What happens if I end up in a long-term care situation?
Mm-hmm.
It will tell you who's going to be in charge. Yes. And you got your medical directives. You've got all that. But he's like, but it doesn't protect my estate. I mean, how do I pay for long-term care if I end up in a long-term care situation? And he was just, you know, I've been saying that a lot, folks. You got to have your legal plans. You know, you hear Rick Reichert's ads. You hear some of these different ads out there, these attorneys that are just great. There's a lot of really great ones that we work with. You've got to have your legal house in order. I understand that. I'm not saying that you don't need that. But what you have to understand is what that does. It does not provide long-term care coverage for you. It does not allow you not to have to pay for that care. Your assets are still vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way you can protect your assets is either give them away and do it 5 years before you end up in a long-term care, and that's through trust, but then you don't get to use that money for lifestyle and living. So Michael just had this nagging question, okay, we've spent all this money, we've done all this time, we're doing this life plan, but at the end of the day, what happens if I end up in long-term care? I said, well, you're vulnerable. You know, your assets are vulnerable, and the rules are pretty strict. So we sat down with him. He said, I want to solve that problem. I want that piece of the puzzle fixed, saying that if I don't just die, you know, because that's what a lot of estate planning is, right? It's like, I die, then this is what happens to my half of the estate. It goes to this trust, and then that way my wife only has to spend down half of her estate before she ends up on Medicaid, right? And so you can protect half the estate. That's what a lot of these attorneys talk about. But what happens if you don't die? What if you mm-hmm. have the stroke and you live, and now all the estate's vulnerable? So we really just sat down with him and talked this through, and I'm going to tell you, folks, he had a very healthy estate, and that's what a lot of people that do estate planning, you know, they've worked hard for this.
Mm-hmm.
They've built up a wide variety of assets, real estate, stocks, investments, business interests. They want to protect that. They want to be able to pass that on the way they see fit, as opposed to the government coming in saying, you got to sell this, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to pay for that. So we came in and we set up a very meaningful plan. And again, Michael is 72, Jackie's 68. You know, Michael just really thought he waited too long. Everybody says, oh, you got to do it when you're in your 50s. And that's just not true. You can put these plans in place up to age 80 if you're healthy enough. Health is what determines that. But we took a single deposit of $475,000, just one single deposit, moved it into the insurance company. Now, that seems like a lot of money, but proportionally for this guy's estate, it was very small. It was less than 10% of his estate. And what he simply is doing is saying, I'm taking this money out of one pocket and putting it in the other. And the reason why is because that $475,000 turns into $600,000 guaranteed back to the estate, which mm-hmm. says, if I don't use it, $600,000 comes back tax-free to the estate. That's the linked benefit portion that the IRS calls it. That's that life insurance portion I was talking about. 475 guarantees me 600, but it's structured as life insurance, so it comes back tax-free. And anytime you see a guaranteed amount like that, that is minus any long-term care cost paid out. So if they use $100,000 of long-term care, $500 still goes back to the estate. They're always going to get $600,000 back in either long-term care or life insurance or a combination of both. But you're saying, well, $475 for $600,000, that doesn't seem like a big deal. Folks, that's just to return the premium to you. Here's what they get for long-term care insurance. $144,000 per person per year for an unlimited amount of time. Think about that. If they're both on claim, $288,000 a year for long-term care insurance. So when you're doing the math on this, you're sitting there saying, okay, if I kept that $475, I could grow it at whatever rate I'm growing, but that's a finite amount of money that I would have for long-term care, and I've got to pay taxes on it. By moving that money over into a long-term care plan, I'm guaranteed to get $600 back. But if I need $5 million out of this plan, I can pull $5 million out of this plan.
And not touch any of your other assets.
That's right. And Michael can be on claim for, say, 10 years or 12 years. He does not affect the benefit at all for Jackie, who is 68. So statistically speaking, women live longer than men. He's 4 years older than her already. So there's a good chance that she might end up living the last 5 or 10 years on her own. But he knows now that they've got a source of income coming in to pay for this long-term care. $12,000 a month per person, $144,000 a year. This benefit also gives you several other nice features about it. You can pull out $24,000 to pay for home improvements, wheelchair ramps, stair lifts, medical equipment, pumps, whatever you need to make your house comfortable to live in if you're going to age in home. And you can also spend $24,000 on what we call caregiver training. So if a family member, a child, somebody needs to do something, learn how to do a blood draw or operate a piece of medical equipment, something like that, then they will train for that as well too. So it's got a lot of these other benefits, but the main benefit is the unlimited lifetime benefit. And you got to remember, if I make it a year in long-term care claim, I'm probably going to make it five or six if it's a physical impairment. If it's caused by a cognitive impairment, that average claim is 8 years. The problem is with cognitive impairments, most people don't turn their plans on, and most people don't have long-term care insurance, so they depend on the family. What this unlimited benefit says is, I need help, whether it's 2 hours a day or whether it's 24 hours a day, I'm going to turn my plan on because I'm going to get that $12,000 a month for as long as I need it. And if my spouse needs care, she's going to get $12,000 a month for as long as she needs it as well, too. And folks, this is just such a great estate planning tool because essentially you bet on yourself, I'm not going to use it. You say, I'm going to take this safe money, this bond money or the CD money, $475,000, put it into this bucket of money. I don't use it. My kids get to go dig up $600,000. That's it. They just made $125,000. That benefit starts day one. So if Michael and Jack, you met an early demise due to, say, a car accident or something, well, guess what? The estate gets the $600 back. They're not waiting for the interest to grow that money to $600. They get the $600. But most likely they will use it for long-term care, 92% chance that it will end up being a long-term care event. So these are just wonderful plans, and this is a kind of a big plan, folks. When you think about it, $12,000 a month for an unlimited lifetime for two people, that's $24,000 a month if they're both on claim. That buys them a lot of services. It buys them a lot of protection, and it allows them to just really, what you always say is more mad money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Set up your estate, set up your trust. Part of the problem with estate planning is if I put money into a irrevocable trust, I can't go back and get that. Well, what if I need it for long-term care down the road, right? Or something changes financially. So what this does is say, you know what? I've got that $12,000 a month pension for a lifetime for myself. And oh, by the way, my wife gets $12,000 a month too for the rest of her life if she needs it for long-term care. Great. And if we get lucky and we don't use it or we only use a little bit, the vast majority of that money's coming back to the estate. So that's what's wonderful about it. I'm guaranteed to get more back than I put into the plan.
And it still comes with the experts. And I know this from personal experience. It is difficult when a loved one is in a long-term care situation, and it's just the doctor's lingo, you know, the medical lingo that you have to kind of navigate through. That's what these plans give you. And I'll tell you, wealthy people struggle with that too, because I mean, their kids coming in and saying, hey, I'm going to manage my mom or dad's claim. They don't know. I mean, doctor's coming back and saying, hey, all this stuff is happening. And that's just like, that's a lot of lingo that you're just like, I don't know what that means.
Well, and we were talking about this, you know, it gives you permission to get the care you need. If I've got a big estate like this one here, it's like there's a lot of people that are going to inherit money off of that, you know, and so there's a lot of people's eyes that are on that. Now, if I just age out and I become cognitive and my power attorney is the kids, and the kids got to sit there and say, okay, dad needs care, but I don't know, does it make sense to spend this money or does it make sense to put him in an assisted living facility? That's going to be a lot less expensive than trying to bring care into home. And people start struggling with that because they're sitting there saying, well, you know,
how much is going to be mom's left for the estate?
Yeah, mom's the only one left, and she's not really all there, so I don't think we need to spend all this money on this facility. We can just maybe budget this and try to protect the assets. That's what happens, and it happens again and again. The number one source of financial elder abuse is the family, and it comes in little ways like that. Like you know, we had a client that her two older siblings put mom in a $3,000 assisted living facility. This was like in the Carolinas somewhere. And her mom had $2 million in a big, beautiful house, but what the kids were trying to do is just get her to be able to live off the Social Security and the income she had coming in so they could protect the rest of the estate for themselves versus spending that money down. What a long-term care insurance plan does greatly for even wealthy people is it says, hey, gives you the permission to get the care that I need. You're going to flip this switch. You're going to call this 800 number. There's going to be $12,000 a month that's going to show up to pay for care for the rest of my life. And by the way, if mom needs it, she gets $12,000 a month for life too. And the rest of the assets are protected. And that's what we do with these asset-based plans. And from the financial advisor that we were working with on this, they got it. They totally got it, right? And it's sad because that's the minority call out there. So many financial advisors are still just saying, let the market be the answer for everything, and they are failing people right and left, and statistically it's really sad. What we have to do is take a holistic approach and say, how do we protect ourselves from something bad happening? Because folks, bad things happen to people every single day, and we always think it's not going to be us, but guess what? The odds are the same for me as it is for you. 70% chance we're going to end up in long-term care, and when we have a married couple here, 92% chance they will trigger a long-term care claim as a married couple. So you just have to insure that risk and give yourself the peace of mind and give that gift to your children of like, by the way, we have a plan, so we have the finances, we have the experts to help us, and it just makes life, I think, a better journey. So we're going to head into our next break here. Stick around. When we come back, I have got a question of the week from Curtis over in Sammamish. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I have an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Their classes coming up in July, Saturday the 20th and Monday the 22nd. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors. your local long-term care experts.
And welcome back to Long Term Care Radio. I am Brian Ott. I'm a long-term care planning specialist. Our office is over in Bellevue, Washington. Alongside me every week is Madeline Lutch, our case manager that gets all the dirty work done.
I just like to take care of stuff.
You know, it comes in waves. It's
kind
of funny.
Wrap it all up.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've been talking a little bit today just about some of the conflict of interest we run into with financial advisors, and what we want everybody to understand that the whole idea of long-term care insurance is not to compete with your financial assets. It's to actually protect them. And it's one of the best things you can do. And I'm telling you what, we see it day in and day out because we get the calls from really wealthy people whose wife has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and now they decided they want long-term care insurance because just what you were talking on, there's a snowball effect. It's not only the doctors telling you this, it's this, and oh, by the way, it's money. And then how am I going to bring the money? How do I get the best level of care? How do I know this agency really provides the care that I need? And so what happens is those people will call us and then they'll be like, well, we want to get it. And well, you're already using a walker. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You're already there. You got one foot in the door. And they get frustrated, but why didn't you do it earlier? Well, my advisor told me that, you know, I had enough money to self-insure. Well, so you still got $2 million. Well, I don't want to spend it on this. I mean, what happens if I live a long time? And da-da-da-da. And right, I don't care if you're 72 or 82 or 92, you're still going to think that way. So the mm-hmm. whole idea is saying, reposition some of your assets with these new plans and set up a plan that's going to protect all of your assets, protect your family, and give you the permission to get the care that you deserve when you need it. And on our website, you're going to see these classes that we have coming up July 20th, the 22nd, and the 31st. There's descriptions of all those right there on our homepage. And underneath that is our question of the week. And the question of the week is basically just a chance for you to send us a question. We're going to pick through those. We're going to read it on the air and try to answer that. And it kind of just helps us help you. So we really appreciate these. So just keep sending these in. And this week we got this question from Curtis over in Sammamish. And he says, what is the average cost for long-term care in the Seattle area?
Oh, boy. I think we get this question just in general at almost every class as well.
Yeah. And folks, I'll tell you, I just hate averages and statistics because, again, what's the average weight of a human being? What's the average height of a human being? What's the average amount of savings? And then so somebody says, oh, well, the average structure fire in America is $37,000 of damage. It's like, well, I don't want $37,000 of insurance on my house because what if it's not average?
Well, we can't plan on averages.
And so the whole point of this is there are some websites out there, like Genworth has a really good calculator. You can look at it and it will tell you like how much is a home health care agency cost? What's assisted living cost? Again, these are averages. Mm-hmm. What's a nursing home cost? What's a semi-private room cost versus a private room? So you can find that data out there. But the problem you run into, Curtis, is what all we can do is we can look at it right now and say, you know, a meaningful benefit for most people is probably out here is about $6,000 a month on the low end. And we have limits on the high end of maybe $12,000. Some carriers limit it to $9,000 or $10,000 a month. But then you can put inflation growth on that, which means that values, the amount of protection you get is going to grow every single year. But what we're really trying to say is that, man, if I've got to be spending $30 an hour, well, what's your average care? I mean, my grandma started 2 hours a day, 2 days a week, but then it escalates, and it could escalate faster. There's other people that if you need 40 hours, you know, a week, fine. But what if you need 8 hours, or what if you need 24/7? There's a huge gap in that cost. So what we're trying to say is it's a general rule as opposed to what's the average cost? What we're trying to generally do when we work with our clients is I sit down with them and say, you know, let's talk about your income. Here's Social Security. Here's pension. This is what we have guaranteed. Okay. What other income do you have? You have rental income. Okay. It's going to fluctuate a little bit, but tell me about your assets. You got retirement accounts. You got stock investments, whatever you have. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to say, look, if I am living off of my pension and my Social Security, my investment income can be my excess money, so to speak. Well, you might be able to get by with a little bit smaller long-term care plan then if you're willing to help self-insure some of that cost. Now, you might be the other way around too, where you say, look, I've got pension and I've got Social Security, but I've got a much smaller nest egg, right? I've got a few $100,000 in an IRA, but I have more than enough money to live off my pension and Social Security. Our house is paid for. We're actually saving money on that income. Well, then we can set up an asset-based plan using that IRA money or that other little nest egg that you have, because that's going to then supplement your income when you go on to a long-term care claim. You're going to still have your income, but now you're going to have another pension, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're really looking at is saying, how are you set up financially? That is a bigger question than what's the average cost is, because the more money you have, the more assets you have, the more that is at risk. And if you don't have any assets, but you have Social Security and pension, you got to understand that all that money is at risk, because you will pay for your care first before Medicaid steps in and pays any additional. They don't say, oh, you get to keep your pension and your Social Security and we'll pay the assisted living for you. They're going to make you pay that first and give you the $57 a month, and they're going to make up the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So income is at risk just as much as assets are at risk too. And then the rules vary if you're married, you know, of course, but that's not what the point of this question is. The question is like, what's the average cost? It's like, well, you can look around. There are some websites out there, but right now out here, we're planning about pretty close to $30 an hour now for mm-hmm. home health care, and that's up quite a bit.
Yeah.
You look at Oklahoma or Texas, it might be $15, $16, $12 an hour. Same with assisted living. A $6,000 place here might be $3,000 in Oklahoma. So it depends greatly on where you live and that nature of the part of the country that you're in.
And that's why we just do things a little bit differently here at 525 Advisors. Our approach is more about designing a plan around your situation, around your financial situation. You know, are you planning on moving in with kid? Are you, mm-hmm. do your kids live nearby? Are they going to be involved in your long-term care claim if you should end up there?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and what I tell everybody too is if you have a long-term care plan in place, I don't care if it's $2,000 a month or $10,000 a month, you're going to be tickled pink you have it. And if it's $2,000 a month, it's going to be a discount. Even if you're spending four, it's a 50% discount on that cost of care. And so it's huge. It's a great way to spread out the assets that you have. But ultimately, what we're trying to do is insure an unknown risk, but we know it's the greatest risk we face during retirement. So again, if you've got a question for us, thanks so much, Curtis. That was a great question. If you've got a question for us, go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. We're getting ready to wrap up another show here. We do want you to sign up for the classes coming up here at the end of the month. I mean, believe it or not, 4th of July is coming up here, and I want everybody just to have a safe 4th of July, and then when you get back, get focused, come join us for one of these classes. We have one on the 20th, on the 22nd, and on the 31st. All the details and the direction are on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And if you miss part of the show, you can always go back and get the podcast on our website. It's right there on the homepage as well, too, and listen to the shows and listen to some of the past shows as well, too. So we'll keep those posted up there as well. But we appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll be back next week with another show on Long-Term Care Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.